It's 105.1 Jack FM, KOVE, 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, and the County10.com podcast. I'm Jared Anderson, and we welcome back a couple of familiar faces to the studio. Lucy Cohn and Deanna Trumbull with us. Ladies, how are you?
Good, thanks, Jared.
Absolutely. Good.
Great, thanks, Jared.
Good to have you back. We talked about Almost Home Wyoming with you, but you are also part of the Good Samaritan Community Meal Program, and let's start with, what is the Good Samaritan Community Meal Program?
So it started in 2017. Mark Calhoun started it at the Methodist Church. It's not a church-affiliated group, but it is located there because there's a industrial kitchen, commercial kitchen. Mm-hmm. So he started it. They were serving in-house, like 200 and some people every Friday night. But then COVID hit, and Deanna and I have always been a part of that, just helping with it. But COVID hit, and then Mark moved up to be a district superintendent. So Deanna and I took it over. So we are the sole directors, but we have amazing groups of volunteers. This one you certainly can volunteer for. We welcome anyone. Every week we have a different group of volunteers. Some weeks are open. We can just do, and we take anybody anytime. But it started out, like I said, in-house. Deanna and I changed it when COVID started to curbside. Mm-hmm. And it remains curbside simply because she and I don't have the manpower or the time to do it in-house every single Friday. But we do serve every Friday from 5:15-ish till the food's gone. On average, we've been serving up to 200 people, sometimes over, every Friday night. We've served over 36,000 meals at this point in time. We're on week 203 or 4, which is 205, which is amazing. And we just every week have some sort of different menu. We enjoy it. We also are very fortunate because the food bank will give us food donations, and I'll let Deanna explain that says she has a good relationship with the First Lady of Wyoming as well. So we do take food donations that are, FDA approved. And we have lots of openings for volunteers, but it's just really fun. And it also helps the community who right now food is a big issue.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's so many meals and so many people. Going to be my question is, where do you get all that food?
Well, we'd like to thank Lander Community Foundation and the Challenge for Charities and the people of Lander, because without them, this wouldn't be continuing on. Well, we do accept donations. We've also written some grants or gotten some money, like United Way or something like mm-hmm. that. So we do have some funding, and we have a great relationship with the Lander Care and Share Food Bank that's able to help us out a lot. Sometimes they'll get food that's industrial size, and they're not allowed to break it down sure. to individual families. And so we'll be able to take that and use that, cook it up and serve it up. So something that, you know, the menu is not really on a rotating basis. It's on whatever is available at the time.
Yeah.
We've had some great donations from businesses in town that have bought a beef from the Fremont County Fair and had it processed, and we were able to use that. So we had a whole beef that we were. We've had some lambs donated. The Wyoming Hunger Initiative, which I'm a regional director for Miss Jenny Gordon, yeah. and Fremont County is one of my counties, and so we've been able to get some infrastructure grants and buy freezers. We've benefited from the Lohr Foundation in town, who has helped us get a refrigerator. At that point, our problem was we had food that maybe would have gone bad, and we didn't have the storage for it. So the solution was a refrigerator, and so the Lohr Foundation stepped in and helped us with that. So people have been very gracious to us, and we love what we do. We love that we have a lot of the same clients, mm-hmm. and we learn about them. We form a relationship with them so that we know during the week they might come and jump out of their car and give us a hug and say, we love you. We need a gas card, or, you know, we need some laundry soap, or we need some food. And we have the Good Samaritan pantry that we're able to, you know, access and give them some additional food. People can get as many meals as they want. If they have four in their family and they want eight, that more power to them. Mm-hmm. You know, they can have some leftovers. And I can't say enough about, and Lucy said, the partnerships that we have throughout the community organizations and those that are willing to serve. We have the Rotary, the Trinity Episcopal Church, the Holy Rosary Catholic Parish. We have had the Knowles is consistent. Every fourth one, I think they're popular with their baked ziti. So it always.
What's good? What's
big
good?
Crowd, okay. Big crowd.
That's amazing. And, you know, more on the Good Samaritan Center, but kind of the theme of all the conversations I've had over the last few days here from the Lander Community Foundation there, Lander is just a great place. It seems like everybody comes together, everybody volunteers, no matter what walk of life you're from, you find people constantly that are giving back. And it's amazing that you've made so many great connections here in this town.
Has been.
Yeah. So volunteers, what do we need as far as volunteers? Do we need chefs? Do we need people helping distribute things? Okay. What do we need?
We love volunteers. So opportunity is every single Friday night you can volunteer. We break it down into kind of three shifts, but you can come for part of that shift. You can come for all of it. Even if you can't come for like shift number two to serve, if you can come for an hour of it, that's great. So we start with the cooks. Mm-hmm. The middle part is the serving, dishing up and running it to the cars out in the parking lot. And then the last is cleanup. So, you know, if you want to be part of that at any time, even if it is a group that has volunteered, you will never be turned away. We get kids that need probation hours and they show up. We have kids that just in school for scholarships are needing their volunteer hours. We will mark you off. We will sign off on the time that you're there. But, you know, it's just a bunch of great people that have fun, bring their friends. You know, you might just need some social time out. And if you want to volunteer for an hour or hour and a half on a Friday night, whatever time you can show up, there is always something for you to do.
If you're interested in volunteering, you can get on Lander Connected if you want, and it will show who we need on Lander Connected. Or if you want to email or call First Stop Help Center, Deanna will put you on our Sign Up Genius, and either way is fine. If you don't have either of those or want to show up some Friday night, anytime, just come down to the basement at the Methodist Church, and we'll put you to work, and we'll get your information. It's all super fun and open, and there are no qualifications other than you have to have fun and you have to want to just be with us and serve folks.
I love that. Yeah, that sounds like a great time. Like you said, there's a little bit of a social aspect potentially. And let's be honest here too. Nobody pats themselves on the back enough and says, you know what? It just makes me feel good to get out and do something nice. So maybe you're in a little bit of a funk and could use a way to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. You can do that every Friday night for sure. For folks that are interested in showing up, maybe grabbing a meal, or maybe they you know somebody out there listening, are there requirements? Do you just show up and get what you need?
You just need food. If you just need or want food, we have actually no requirements. We have some folks who, you know, we don't assess their need at all because everyone needs, I mean, if that's what they need at that point in time, then they need it. Mm-hmm. So like Deanna said, we do have some really fun folks who will come, maybe a carload of two ladies or three ladies who grab the food, maybe 20 meals or 25, and take them to their friends who maybe can't get out, their elderly friends, and they're great. We have folks that deliver for us just their own, on their own.
You can show up on your bicycle.
Yeah.
You can walk. There is a little picnic bench out by the thrift store, and we've had people that have just asked, can they pick up a meal and sit and eat? And that's certainly fine, too. And
you can come anytime between 5-ish, 5:15, till the food's gone. Usually we are still going about 6, but we're getting low. We go through it pretty fast. And we've been, like we said last week, it was 211 we served.
Wow. Amazing. And, you know, you think of you know, how crabby you get when you skip a meal or you're hungry yourself. There's a real need. There's my wife is a middle school teacher, and we see the food insecurity numbers occasionally, and you think, man, I wouldn't imagine that there are that many people in my community that are food insecure, but the numbers are staggering. The price of everything's going up, so there are a lot of people out there in need of this assistance. Where else can we follow you? Is there anywhere online, anything socially, post updates about what you're doing, or not so much with this? It's just every Friday. Everybody knows.
We do have one of our helpers posts it on a Facebook page, our Good Samaritan community meal, but we just, like, she puts the menu and what we're having and the volunteer group who's doing it that
great
week. But otherwise, just get a hold of Deanna at First Stop, email there.
If you're a business and your employees want to come and do it, we can work with you there. We can use youth groups, swim club, whatever type
National
of National Honor Society is a great partner that they the kids come. And we let them take over, and, you know, we kind of give them a guideline and then say, you know, however you want to set it up and go, you just go. So
what a great business idea, a little team building, and you get to give back to the community. That's great. You're part of Challenge for Charities, Lander Community Foundation. They're matching everything through mid-July, July 10th, I believe, is the cutoff deadline. So if you want to give back, you can find the Good Samaritan Community Meals Program, right? Is that what everything's under? Is it just Good Samaritan
Community
Meals? Community
Meal. And we do have a Facebook page.
Perfect. All right. So I will look forward to liking that, and thank you for giving back to the community in so many ways. Anything I missed? Anything else we need to get to?
Thanks, Jared, so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.